Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Things stoked up. Purton says, come on, boy. Show the Aussies what you've got. Kaying Rising moved up to overpass. Clear from Jimmy Starr, but Kaying Rising, champions do what others can't. He's the world's best sprinter, no doubt.
I'm thunderstruck, needing to get there. Alligator blood tiring. I'm thunderstruck over the top, rumbling hard, and got up. I'm thunderstruck, I reckon it's just beaten Alligator blood into beauty. Zaghi joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face at the 150. Animo takes the lead from Zaghi. Alligator blood, I'm thunderstruck, but it's Animo clear. I'm thunderstruck late. Animo holding on. Animo this time for the big A. What a from I'm thunderstruck. El Monagon Wicks down the middle. Kings will dream at the 100. It's getting desperate now. Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Arch is too good. They can't beat it.
G'day, listeners, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast. It is Derby Day this Saturday. Three Group 1s on the card, the Coolmore Stud Stakes, the Derby, the Empire Rose. One of the all-time great days. Maybe not quite what it was once upon a time, but we now do have the Golden Eagle in Sydney and the Russell Boulding as well. Fellas, how we doing? Nick McGualter, Will Alford, and myself, Ben Caluzzi. We survived Cox Plate week last week, and I think most of us came out in front. So that's always nice. Did you take home some running rail or some flowers, Nico?
No, I really wanted to, but everyone was in such a rush to get back to the Ascot Vale Hotel, which is one of the great establishments in Melbourne. Obviously, we were there both nights, Benny. We had both ends of it. Friday night was probably better than Saturday night, to be honest, because it wasn't 1,050,000 people there.
No one there. It's better.
Perfect. It was perfect. Saturday was jam-packed, and if you're going to the races over the next week, it's only going to be more packed. So, there was far too many people there on the Saturday. But, yeah, it was a great day, Cox Plate Day. I would say it's probably the best that the internet's ever been. So it's a bit sad that it was the last meeting and it was the first time that you could walk around and get a bet on wherever you want.
Kudos to me. I'll claim that.
Why? Because you're not there anymore. You're still going to take the credits.
Yeah. Well, you blokes have been bagging me for years that the Mooney Valley internet was no good.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was you that was the problem. You weren't there, just hogging the Wi-Fi, trying to get 85,000 bets.
It wouldn't surprise me because
maybe I've dobbed myself in there.
Yeah. Maybe.
What did we make of the build up and the race itself? Obviously, Via Sestina wasn't at her best. She didn't have to be to still win the weight to win the race. What she did last year, she broke a track record, and this year she's just done it on pure toughness. But
yeah,
it was still a good finale to the old Valley.
Oh yeah, I'm worried that it's probably not going to be the same when they redo it. And you know, that's probably been a bit of an unpopular opinion this week, because if you've had that train of thought, you've sort of been shouted down a little bit. And told, you know, wait and see what it's like in a couple of years' time. I just hope it's not a mini Flemington when we have the new track, and it's going to be completely different. And I suppose, you know, as much heat as the Valley cops, you know, you have plenty of sick beats and hard luck stories. I think the cauldron that it creates and the atmosphere that it has is sort of what it makes it unique. So it's sort of not like any other race course that we've got. And, yeah, it's sort of sad to see see that go. You sort of hope and pray that it's going to be somewhat similar in the new version, but I sort of can't see how it's going to be the case. But yeah, Sergilius probably would have shit in the Cox plate.
I'll cut you off there.
I know it's easy to say there, but you plug and play ratings, and I know it's not that simple, but V is well off her best. And
he probably would have. But let's not go there, because I don't even want this conversation coming up with the Melbourne Cup only a couple of days away now.
Yeah, well.
How good was Matt Hill's call? I love that call.
It was fantastic. The only bad thing was you couldn't bloody hear him, bot, because...
Yeah, but I like that. Like, the atmosphere's good. Like, you get to...
but they just needed to boost up his mic a little bit for all the replays.
Just turn the volume up a little bit.
No,
I like it.
You know why I'm saying that? Because it's not usable for our podcast intro.
we've got to change up this intro. We've got a bit of...
I have. Wood. I've already done it.
Fuck you. Is that Legron gone?
Are you going to leave the podcast right now if I say yes?
I've got my fucking arrow right over the leaf.
No, he's not gone then.
We might replace him with Observer.
Well, we'll replace him with Observer when he wins the derby on whenever we do the podcast next.
He might be gone. He might be. You'll have to just do the rest of the podcast, bot, and then find out later. All right? I'm paying you good money for this.
I didn't take any of the valley with me, unlike everyone else. What about the bloke trying to take the photo
finish?
Apparently
there was parts of the running rail. Walking all throughout Crown Casino.
That's great. I love that.
I don't know how they did let him in, but anyway.
I love that.
Good on him. What about Stephen Power, Blogsy? He has taken Australian racing by storm this week.
What about J-Mac asking for a sling?
Yeah.
Bloody, good gear, that.
He's a stingy Kiwi, just like me, J-Mac.
I love Blogsy's video, just sticking it to the bookie. You can see he was crying inside.
Yeah. His bookie videos are hilarious.
It's just so raw.
He's like getting up in their grill,
yeah.
I've just taken your money.
Oh, you cop enough sick beats in this game. It wasn't too long ago. I had one of my own very sick beats on Monday. Tuesday. And, racing's a cruel game. So when you do win and you do get one up, I'm all for
celibate. What did you back on Tuesday?
My own horse was 40s into 13s and got nabbed on the post at Swan Hill.
What? Yeah, that's right.
One of the all-time great names, Nico's horse bot. It's called Where's My Sock, because he's got three white socks.
She's missing three white socks on her feet,
and one of them's just a brown one. So it's Where's
you
My Sock.
You can't wear that, Nico?
No, but when I first
when
I first initially heard the name, I was like, that's a bit stupid. And then when I had done a bit of digging, I thought that's actually a fantastic name.
It's so good.
This has been the one that's been she's a bit behind. She's hasn't quite matured yet as a 5-year-old mare. But this is one that's maturing.
she
spent most of her life in the paddock sort of unattended, so she's only sort of just getting better and better. And her ring craft's been horrible because she's sat in the barriers twice, but she's shown a bit of potential at the jump outs. And she jumped sort of a bit tardy on Tuesday and took a backward step and mussed it up, and I gave her a big, big cheer. I thought we were home and hosed, and then, it got beat on the post. Sickening stuff.
Empire Rose maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll just take a maiden. But we'll take it $4 next time. So anyway.
To this week. Derby Day. It is one of the great days in the Australian calendar.
It's really cool. Cup week. It's cool.
Yeah, Coolmore Stud Stakes Day.
Fuck you.
The best sprinter, 3-year-old sprinter in the land, isn't going there in Tempted. So that takes a little bit of gloss off it. But nonetheless, it's still going to be a fantastic race. One thing I will say about Derby Day, I bloody love the tradition of black and white. I think it's fantastic. It's the only day that race goers actually stick to the sort of dress code. Because every day of the Cup Carnival, there's a colour. Mm. Flemington say wear red on this day, blue on this day, black and white on Derby Day. But Derby Day is the only day that everyone actually sticks to it. And if you decide to wear a blue suit this Saturday, just don't even bother. Don't even bother. You don't deserve to be going to the races. It's the one day where you just wear a black, a white, maybe a bit of grey. Just go black and white. It's not that hard. Please don't be wearing
a blue suit.
Yeah, well, they shouldn't let you into the media room if you do that, to be honest.
I'm not working.
You're not working. Well, they shouldn't let you into the members then. One day of the year. One day of the year. We just got to get it right. All right. Rail should be in the true position, surely. A little bit of rain on Friday, but that should just top the track off perfectly. We don't get the big deluge until Monday, Tuesday, so we'll worry about that for Melbourne Cup Day. In the meantime, Flemington on Saturday, we're dealing with a good four to start. Race one is the Carbine Club Stakes. It always is. Group three, 1,600 metres for the three-year-olds. Regal Award, $2.60 off a benchmark 70 win. Any other time, you'd probably be shaking your head. But he won by 7.5 in really good time. He comes up against Vinrock here. He's the $2.60 favourite from Vinrock, $3.70. Ran fourth in the Caulfield Guineas and is not favourite from Panova, $6.50. Chris Waller has absolutely owned this race in recent times. West of Swindon, $7.50. Call Da Vinci, $8. And then you're out to big prices and longer the rest. But I'm a little bit grey. Regal Award is probably on top for me. I'm a little bit grey and I'm wanting a little bit better. I've heard good judges be strongly with her and strongly against this horse. What are your thoughts?
Well, I texted you on Wednesday and yesterday and said, who do you reckon goes up favourite, Regal Award or Vinrock? And you basically told me that I was a fucking idiot for even suggesting such a thing. You said that's the dumbest question you've ever asked.
Yeah, well, it was. Like, well, and I was right. I knew what would go up favourite.
Yeah. I mean,
Bot was just in Bot world.
Yeah, well, Bot doesn't check the all-in prices, so that it does have some effect.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Regal Award probably, like, once I did the race, I was like, yeah, fair enough. Regal Award probably should be favourite, clearly favourite. Vinrock, the market took like a set against him a little bit in the guineas and only had him going to a little bit off what he did. If he runs to the rating he did second up at Flemington, maybe he's a big track horse. But also it could be said that maybe he doesn't want a mile. Maybe he's just 1,400 metres at top as well. So maybe a mile is a little bit of a query for him. He was very weak late at the end of a mile in the guineas.
But it was fast run.
It was, but he was very bad. Like,
yeah, he was falling in a hole. Could he be busted up off that as well?
Yeah, well, there's also that too. Yeah, I mean, I think the market sort of just didn't have him going to that level that his absolute best is, and I've priced him off that, and I got Regal Award about $2.40. What's he now? $2.60. So
$2.60.
You know, I just think Regal Award. Like, I backed him first up; it was a fucking train wreck, and then he went one in fast time at Sandown, and then what's her name? Some apprentice rode it, gave her the worst year of all time. Yeah, Edgeley. And then I just went to Caulfield and absolutely piss in. Like, it's bred to be a mile or two, so getting out to a mile's probably been to its benefit. And I put an absolute hole in them in fast time. So it profiles like a, you know, this is the sort of race that should be winning, I guess, going to bigger and better things. So I think if you get $2.80 on the day, I'll be pretty keen to back it. And again, like, as you said before, Ben, Chris Waller's got an amazing record in this race. Like, you know, some of his horses that have won this, Aliana, Fangirl, Colding, those sorts of ones.
And they've exploded.
Yeah, but like Panova won well last time, but I just don't get the vibe that this is one of those. Neither. Like, it's just $6.50 seems short for it. I mean, I even half think Chris Waller's record in this race is sort of half in the $6.50 price. So.
But I think it'll start shorter. And I think that might be really? Part of the reason why we get a better price for Regal Award.
Why would it start shorter?
I know the figures just aren't there yet, but like it's just Waller's race.
They can't back a horse because Waller's won this race a couple of times.
Well, what were the peaks that Aliana and Fangirl ran in this race compared to their previous form? Like, they were a couple of lengths better
in this race last year.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Panova's $6.50 into $4, I'm like, well. You know,
I'm not saying $4, but even if it's $6.50 into $5.
That's the way that Fangirl was backed. I'm pretty sure Aliana was pretty well backed.
$6.50 into $5.50 would be enough for us to get our $2.80 Regal Award.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tricky rate. Like, I just probably want to back regular award if it gets to $2.80. Other than that, I'm not interested.
Yeah. Nico, you're pretty keen as well. Lachie Neindorf is an old head on young shoulders. He's going really well as well.
Yeah, he's a good rider and he's starting to become accustomed to Victoria. He's getting better and better as he goes, and he gave it a perfect steer last time, and there's no reason to say why he won't again. I don't think this horse has to lead like it did last time. I think it might even be better with a bunny to follow. And, I think this horse will win here, and I think it's a great look at Flemington and the mile trip, because I think he should be probably clear-cut Australian Guineas favourite come the autumn. And, he's a very exciting horse. He's starting to put it all together. And, based off what we saw last time, he would have been very, very competitive in the Guineas. Probably should have won the start before. A Navy Pilot started, $7 or something in the Guineas off, defeating him, being unlucky. So, I'm really keen to be with Regular Ward. Vinrox has had a bit of a funny preparation. He's got ability, but... this seems a bit like an afterthought to me. So, yeah, I'm really keen to be with Regular Ward. Thought he was one of the best of the day.
All right. I'm off the fence and back on the gravy train. Regular Ward just wins. Went at a fast tempo last time. I'm going to make it a line of three. I think him and Vinrock sit 1-2 in the run. Hopefully he gives him the steer at the 300, and he's going to be the one who runs out the strongest 1,600 metres. This is more of an afterthought for Vinrock. He's already ran in his grand final in the Caulfield Guineas, and Regal Award is he's platforming like he still might have something to give. All right, race two is the Tab Vanity. 1,400 metres, group three, She's a Alibi, $2.50 from Tana Olel, $7. Stardom, how do you say it?
Isn't it Tini Olule?
Tini Olule. Yeah, that sounds more correct. Stardom, $7.50. Live, $8.50. Chatterley, $9.50. Icarian Dream, $15. And Miss Revealing, $17. She's Alibi is one of my better bets of the day. She brings the right ratings. She brings the right form. She's got the right gate. It's the right camp. There are just so many ticks in her favour. At the end of last preparation, she ran second to Autumn Boy, who won the Caulfield Guineas at Eagle Farm. That was a really good performance. And then first up this preparation, she's ran in the Gothic against the boys, 1,200 metres short of her best. She's ran third behind Tentris and Raging Force. She now rises to 1,400 metres, gets the blinkers on for the very first time. I don't know. There are just way too many ticks here. I think this price is well justified. I've taken $2.90. I think Tini Olele is somewhat of a danger, but the map is just potentially gross. She's drawn 13 of 13. She's going to go all the way back to last probably, and she's just going to be spotting a very good horse, a very big head start. So she might be the danger. If she gets us in the final 10 metres, so be it. Bot, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to back it too. I thought it was interesting that it was so well backed. Not like it was backed to beat Tentris and Raging Force and McGaw in the Gothic Stakes first start. I think when we did the preview, it was like $26 and ended up starting about $10. So it was, it's pretty good market support for it. First up at short of its best, and like transferring stable, like it's a massive stable change going to Moody, and second up Linkers gone, it's going to put itself in a positive position. It's just, it's got the right form, as you said, Ben. Like it, like the Cornwall favourite was third to, and then it was second to the Caulfield Guineas winner. So it's, it's got the right form against some pretty average looking fillies, and it's $2.50 is no sport the price, but I think probably starts shorter than $2.50. I think that's fair to say.
Yep. Nico, you want to back the horse that I don't know how to say its name, number nine?
Yeah, I sort of just want to be against the grain a little bit here. I respect that, the horse that you guys are on deserves to be favourite and looks probably pretty hard to beat, but this thing should have won by a minute at the Valley. Shouldn't have any bad luck from barrier 13, and I think it'll enjoy Flemington with a big long straight. And, I think it's probably fair enough to have a gamble at the price. It's not like you're paying a tax for bad luck last time like you usually do with these type of runners. So, I thought $7 was fair enough to have a play.
Great. All right, let's move straight on then to the GH Mum Rising Fast Stakes, 1,200 metres, Group 3. Rising Fast Trivia is the only horse to do what?
Win all three races, Cup, Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup, and Rowan Cup in 1 year.
Well done, 1954. Well done, Bot. Well done. You're a nerd. Congratulations for that. Cabalus, $3.80 and favourite from Hedged, $5.50. Star Patrol, the top price is now $8. Very good price. Watch Me Win, $9.50. GG's Mistruth has been supported into $10. And Bizusto has been a drifter out to 11s. But I reckon there's only three chances here. Cabalus, Hedged, Star Patrol. What are your thoughts?
No, I don't really have many thoughts in this race. I thought Cabalus was a deserving favourite after running straight past the favourite Generosity in the Sydney Stakes. Ran some nice sectionals there. If it runs to its best, it probably wins. But Hedged was really good behind Jigsaw at Cranbourne. Probably didn't get the best chance to lengthen out, I guess, as well. And Jigsaw's gone on one last week at the Valley, so the form's stood up, I guess. And yeah, I don't really have many thoughts in this race. I think probably market's about right, but I hope Hedge wins because the boys own it.
Yep. Look, Cabalus is favorite in my market and I have had a saver on him, so I'll get my stake back for the entire race if he wins. But I've bracket betted Hedged and Star Patrol around $6.750. Hedge was fantastic last start, and adjusted down to 54 kilos, he does bring the best last start weight adjusted figure in the race. That's just using Form King. You might be using different ratings, whatever, but it was very good. I think Gavin's got him flying. 54 kilos is perfect. Would have loved potentially a jockey change, but down the straight, Jamie should be fine. And we've already seen, as you mentioned, the Jigsaw form. And it wasn't just the Jigsaw. It was also Clabel ran second to Jigsaw in that very race. So that form has really stood up. And Star Patrol, I think he's finally ready to run his peak rating for the preparation. He's been solid in both runs. Ran second to Arkansas Kid down the straight first time, and then third behind War Machine, Bridal Waltz. Bridal Waltz has been a good little yardstick for these sprinters through the winter going on to the spring. And I think he probably leads this race from barrier three. Everything else will want to come across and follow him. But if he gets his own way, I think $8 for him is well and truly over the odds. All right. Race four, the Group 2 Wakeful, 2,000 metres. This is for the three-year-old fillies before the Oaks. Got to get a good feeling. $1.60 in favourite from Freedom Flame, $7.50. Fashionable, $8. Prestige Snitzel, $9.50. Ethereum Girl, $11. Strictly Business, $23. Will, we talk about good ratings. We talk about class form, and that's what this favourite brings coming out of the 1,000 guineas.
Yeah, for sure. I think they've like sort of always thought it was an Oaks filly after it won that day at Flemington two back. Danny O'Brien went out and said, like, you know, this is our Oaks filly. We just got to decide if we skip the 1,000 guineas and go straight to the Wakeful. But they went to the 1,000 guineas, fair enough. Like, you've got a good enough filly to go there, and they ran well. I just don't think there should be so much between it and Fashionable, who comes out of a really nice maiden at, where is it, Hawkesbury. Last 200 metres there was awesome. It was heavily supported in betting. I just don't think there should be so much between them. But, I mean, like, I completely understand why I get a good feeling at $1.60. And I've got it, like, $1.70. It's not coming against it at all. But I just have Fashionable slightly shorter than what the market is right now. So I probably have something small on it to beat it.
Fair enough. You know Hawkesbury form, Botter. Hawkesbury form and Hawkesbury ratings can be a little bit.
Well, that's
can be
bullshit.
A little bit how you're going.
It's just aptly named Fashionable because it's Fashionable that bots against the obvious. Yeah, man.
Well, I've max betted get a good feeling. I've had three max bets on Saturday. This is one of them at $1.70. Yeah. If I don't back a winner on Saturday,
I think Benny's actually won Tats Lotto, or the podcast has copped the sponsorship deal, and we haven't.
I've had lots of bets. I'll tell you that
we haven't copped a cent, butter, because there's just It's Benny's got a million.
What do you mean? Kai Ying Rising 2 weeks ago just loaded up the kitty and now I'm reinvesting. That's all it is. This horse will win. Let's be honest. Comes out of the 1,000 guineas, beaten a length. Beat Salty Pearl home easily in that 1,000 guineas. We've already seen Salty Pearl come out of that race, go to the Valley, kick their heads in.
Jeez, that was a sexy win.
Her breeding would suggest she's looking for 2,000. She will win this race and she will win the Oaks as well.
Does it? I don't know. I'm not. I mean, there's probably going to be no pace anyway, but.
How about Zaz just flexing his muscles and just saying, it's game day, just. It's cash time, just put me on.
100%.
I was going through this with Ads today. We all know he's. Well, actually, fuck you, bot. You laughed at me when I said that he was the best jockey in Melbourne when it comes to fucking business time.
When did I say that? When did I laugh?
Oh, about
that?
6 months ago.
Fuck,
when it comes, when it comes to cash time, he's the best. He's arguably nearly better than J Mac when it comes to.
I wouldn't disagree with you for that.
When the money's on the line, when the money's on the line and the group race, group one's there to be won, he's the king.
Yeah, he's the new.
He's group the king because he goes away during winter when they're all slaving away. He just goes to Ibiza. Parties on the yacht. He's just the king. He's like Bossy. You're right.
I think he's my number one man in Victoria.
I love backing Zaz because he just gives it everything.
Well, he doesn't have any faults. He's got good hands. He can rate them in front. He's so strong in a finish.
Yeah.
Like, he just does. There's no weakness. Sometimes.
Hey?
He gives him too much to do sometimes.
Gets too far back sometimes.
It's not his fault. It's the horses. But yeah,
what's his dick taste like?
You know what the sick part about this horse is? Just a little tidbit for the punters that don't give a fuck. I wanted to back this horse at, I think it was at Geelong or Bendigo on the Thursday when we had Jules on the podcast, and it scratched and it went to Flemington and it beat your thing, Bob. That just the journey.
Just a journey. Oh, I'm still not over that.
That was a monster win.
It was like $2.20 or something on the Thursday. This would have been an all time bet. Anyway, yeah, well, no one gives a fuck about that.
No one cares. You're just taking up podcast time now.
Yep. Well, it's all about me, so it doesn't matter. it'll win. Got a good feeling. Get a good feeling. Yep. Whatever. Yeah, it'll win. But we're not going to have as much on as you, but. Yeah, hopefully it should be a nice little wager. Hard to beat the Oaks.
It will be mega boosted by Bet365 on Saturday. 100%. This one's getting mega boosted, so.
Well, let's
sit
hope
tight.
They stick to their word, because they didn't stick to their word with ESS the last
week. Yeah, it changes a little bit sometimes. Don't point the finger at me. But hopefully we get like $1.80, $1.90. $1.90 mega boost, maybe $2.
Even bucks, even money.
All right, even money mega boost.
Yeah.
All right, race five. We move on to the Damien Oliver. What a man he was in the saddle and what a man he still is, doing great things in the media. Group two.
Speaking of
1,400 meters, run at handicap conditions. King Zephyr, $2.80. Take note, punters. Says 53 kilos in the form guide. Geordie Childs will ride 1 kilo over. You probably have to chop off one of his femurs to get down to.
Yeah, and don't pot him for riding 54. It's physically nearly impossible for him to ride 54.
Well,
54 is enough of a stretch.
He's probably taller than Bot, so yes, it is very hard for him to get down to that
taller
weight.
Taller than
Geordie. Are you?
Yeah.
Bot may as well be
on Saturday.
What are
he'd
you, 5'10"?
He'd be good. 5'9"? He'd be good at
5'8".
Yeah, all right. Well, I didn't realize you were that tall, to be honest.
He's not.
Zoo Sensation, $5.50. Warnie, they've backed, $8.50. He got even shorter than that. And Dollar brings a couple good ratings, $8.50, but draws wide. Payline, $11, and Media World, $12.
Warnie would be able to bowl some serious flippers on the Flemington turf. He'd be able to get it to spin,
mate.
This is a racing podcast.
He would. He could get it to turn on concrete. He'd get it to turn on the Flemington rough.
Flippers at Flemington. Flippers at Circus. What's next? I think this is a racing too. Yet again, just like Caulfield last time. King's Effort can definitely turn the tables. It was $1.65 last start. He's $2.80 this time around. I think that's a good price to find out. Gets to Flemington, draws seven. He will be behind Zoo Sensation in the run, but I'm still happy with him on top. But I have taken a saver for Zoo Sensation at $7, who meets King's Effort basically the same in terms of the weights. He might even meet him half a kilo better. Zoo Sensation was fantastic last time. There was a bit of a leader's bias in that race, and he got away with murder. Geordie probably got a little bit too far back, but I wouldn't be completely shocked if he won this race again. He's airborne, and he just keeps running through brick walls despite having a long campaign. But yeah, this is King's Effort's time. If you backed him last start at $1.70, you have to go again at $2.80. But
yeah, I think the market's consistently got him running to a level that, you know, if you price him up to that level, then it'll be shorter than $2.80. And both of his career peak runs are at Flemington and Sandown, big spacious tracks, and I think that's important. He gets time to wind up a bit, and this is perfect scenario for him. So I think he's a bet on Saturday.
Wow, there we go. Botta is in.
Yeah, we've lost Nico.
Nico's just dropped off the face of the earth. My joke was that funny. He's had to like.
It wasn't bad.
Leave the call. Anyway, we'll move on to the Coolmore, shall we? Group 1, 3-year-olds, 1,200 metres down the I-diddle-diddle, the straight, middle stump, please, sir. Tentris, $4 in favourite from Bayvacht, $4.40. Beeman, $5.50, top price now. Raging Force got into as short as single figures bot at one stage. Got into $9, now $11 top price. My Gladiola draws the inside, $11, and Skyhook. Interesting runner, to be fair, $13.
Hmm.
All the main speed is out wider. Would you agree with that? Most of it? Legacy Bound can go forward as well, but I think Bayvacht, Beeman, and Raging Force are your three main sort of go forward horses.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a bet in this race?
Yeah, I'll back Tentris.
Yes.
I just think, you know, it's funny as a ratings punter to look at Bayvacht's sort of number that he put up in the Golden Rose and to just sort of dismiss it. But I don't know. It's just the way the market sort of had no opinion of him. And I don't know. It's hard to explain. I just think he'll come off it. And I think Tentris hits the race at the right time. You look back at the history of the Coolmore, like the top line is the horses that came through the Everest and like had the established rating, have been historically beaten by the horse set by, you know, the good trainers to peak on the day, like Switzerland, the other Coolmore thing, can't even remember the name of it. What was its name?
Home Affairs.
Oh, that's it. And there was another one as well. Coolmore have fucking dominated this race.
Merchant Navy.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, he wasn't Coolmore at the time. He was still Seymour Bloodstock, and then he got bought by Coolmore, I think.
Maybe I'm getting it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Dan O'Sullivan rated this one at 108 at its last start. Like, that's just a fucking huge number. And to just like get off that rating, I just want to be against it. I'm not against it. I've got a $4.80. I want to be on Tentris. I think it's a $3.20 chance. Just the way that it won that, the Gothic Stakes, like the last 200 meters was just fucking electric. Massive, massive final 400 meters. And it went past like Raging Force and the rest of them, like they were standing still. Hits him with a, you know, it's got a massive profile, as good as a 2-year-old, came back. The first start run was good. It went with them between the 4 to the 2, probably in the wrong part of the track, and just the 2 to the post was ran at a fitness slate, and then obviously did what it did last time at Gothic. It was heavily, heavily supported, and then hits this race on the up, and I think it'll win. I think it's a $3.20 chance, and I'm keen to back it at $4.
Ooh, nice, very nice. I love it. I'm with Tentris as well. That final 400. Was just off the charts. It was nearly 6 lengths better than the class average. He was running all over Raging Force there. My little worry here, Bot, is that this race is going to be run at a much faster tempo, I would think, and he might just be a little detached from the leading division. You did say before, Mark Zara can leave his run a little bit too late. So that's my only little niggle. He just has to try and get Tentris.
The horse was that good, it didn't matter.
Yeah, correct. That final 200 is just unbelievable. And Caulfield, well, it's probably one of the louder roars you'll hear on Caulfield Cup Day. But, yeah, I think, look, I'm struggling to see how a lot of pros don't mark Bayvac to favourite.
Yeah, I agree. So I mean, like, it's hard not to, but I just like as an – I just think it'll fall apart.
He just has to regress. He has to regress, and Tentris has to improve. That's what I'm seeing with this race. Yeah. Biedmann is the other one you have to have a respect for. He should have won the San Domenico. Oh, sorry, the Roman Console. So you can definitely bonus that up a bit. And he's got that massive win up in Queensland on a heavy track in the Gold Coast as well.
Seems a bit short at 550 though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Would you be surprised if anything else won out of those besides those three? I would probably.
That Sky Glider, Chris Waller's obviously got a big opinion of it to back it up.
Yeah, he does have a big opinion of it, but he got asked during the week, "Do you think it can win?" And he goes, "Probably not."
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. I think it's probably. I'd be genuinely surprised if one of the big three didn't win, but just figuring out which one you want to back,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah, only three will be going in my quaddy. Raging Force won't run a strong 1,200 off this tempo, and my Gladiola Barrier 1 is just, it's ugly. McGaw won 2 back. He then sort of showed himself up a little bit last time.
Yeah.
It looks a race in 3. I've taken one of the worst futures bets I've ever taken on Tycoon Star, so I will declare my hand there. I've taken half the price he is currently. It took like $21 or $26, like, weeks ago.
That form is always shit.
Yeah, he's probably not winning. So yeah, it looks between the top three. I think we're all back in Tentris, and it is Tentris. I can't get on board with calling it Tentiris when he's been Tentris his whole 2-year-old career, and then someone comes out from Godolphin and says it's actually Tentiris. Come on, mate, give us a spell. Yeah. You can't be doing that.
Nico's back. What do you think, Nico, of the Coolmore?
Nico, are you backing King Zephyr and Tentris?
Yeah, well, King Zephyr will win if he's given a decent steer.
And
Tentiris is a certainty, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with Tentiris. I can't get on board with the name change. It pisses me off so much. All right, race 7. This is Bot's new love child, the Derby. 2,500 metres group 1 for the 3-year-olds. Observer, $2.15 top price. Providence now $7.50 top price. That's with Unibet, who no one can get on with anyway, so stuff you, you know, bet. Autumn Mystery, $11. Options, $14. O'Shamus, $15. Miwan, $19. And Engine of War, $21. In saying that, it should be minimum bet laws at the moment. But, yeah, some people still just can't get a bet on. But does Observer lead this field from Barrier 4?
I don't think they'll lead on it. I have no idea. If anyone tries to tell you that they have a confident map, then they're lying to you.
Well, you the should Derby, have there's always that. A. You should have done this to death.
No, like there's just there's in the Derby, there's always just a 200-to-1 shot that just goes forward, and you know, I don't think they'll lead on Observer. I think they'll try and take a sit, probably try and get the 1-1, and he just gets a great run from Barrier 4. If he stays a mile and a half and half a furlong, then he'll win. I think that it's his. You know, like if he just needs to run to form to win. And yeah, it's a victory lap for me and Observer. I think the Derby.
wow, confidence.
No, I think it's $1.80, about $1.80 chance at $1.85. But I do think Providence is a good sort of second pick in the race. And you know, he's $7.50 now, top price, and I've got him $7. So I think the rest of them. Honestly, I think it's a race in 2. I'd be surprised if anything else. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised because you know we're betting, you know, but I think the Observer and Providence have a shitload on the rest of the field, and So like they're both observers by Gayath and Providence's by Wooden Bassett, from the staying family, and you know, like they're both bred to run, bred to be 2,000 meter horses, maybe further. I just think I'm really keen observer. Just met my favorite horse at the moment, and I bloody hope he wins the Derby, because I can tell everyone go fucking stuff. that's the biggest thing. I don't care about backing him.
He hasn't even done the form. He just wants his glory.
I don't even care. Like I looked at the Derby and I was like, oh, who really gives a shit? Observer win, I guess. Just mark $1.80 and tell everyone I've marked $1.80. Yeah, so. I also think I'd give a chance to Freddie Bassett, who I thought was decent through the line in the Geelong Classic. I think that form line is just atrocious, but I could see Freddie Bassett running.
He needs 2 scratchings to get in.
Yeah, well, if he gets in, then.
Yeah, if he gets in. Nice. I think 2 main chances as well. And I'm going to decide to have Providence on top, and he's my better result in this race.
You disgust me.
I thought his run in the Vase was outstanding. They did only go a moderate tempo there, all but right, he ended Jeremy. Up running the fastest final 200 metres of the entire meeting.
If Observer wanted to win by 6, he could have.
I keep watching that replay, and yes, Observer was clocked down, but he was clocked down at the 100 or at the 75, and Providence was already starting to gain some ground on him. So I don't think they should be this far apart in the market. I would mark Providence closer to $5, $4.80, and you're getting $7.50 for him to find out, $7. So I think he's a bet. I've already sent out to my subs last week to take the double of Observer to win the Vase into the Derby. So he's a result for me. I think he can win for sure. But current prices, Providence is on top, and he will be my better financial result. Nico?
Yeah, I'm not buying into this Providence rubbish. I think Observer will win.
Reasons outlined?
Well, because he's just the best horse in the race. I don't think he has to stay a mile and a half and a little bit to win this race. I think if he wanted to win by 6 last week, he could have. I'm not buying into the fact that he was all out and, you know, it was all a bit of a fake facade. I think there's definitely plenty there. Zara did the right thing, letting him down, saving every little bit of juice.
No, that definitely wasn't the right thing. That was the wrong thing.
He did not realise how close the other horse was going.
He should not have done that.
Inch and mile.
I just wish he rode him out. Like, just win by 3 lengths.
Yeah, well, he might this week.
20 metres past the line, Providence has gone straight past it.
20 metres in front of the line, I was absolutely shitting myself.
Yeah. Well, at the top of the straight, when he kicked 4 clear, I turned around and started celebrating, and the boys turned around and said, he's only just won. I said, what do you mean he's just won?
Yeah. Yeah, scary scenes late. But anyway, let's move on to the Empire Rose, the last of the 3 group ones. This is for our fillies and mares. 1,600 metres, run at set weights conditions. Fangirl, the last few years, she has gone to the Champions Mile. I love that Chris Waller, late in her career, has gone, let's go to the Queen of the Turf. We'll go pick that off, and now we'll go to the Empire Rose. She's probably not going quite as well. She's the $4.20 favourite from Pride to Jenny, $5. Like a Lucy, $6. Idle Flyer, $7.50. Off the massive peak win at Randwick on Everest Day. Lazura, $10, and Abounding, $11. Pride to Jenny, we know what the speed map is going to be when she runs in a race. The biggest question when she runs in a race is what is going to chase her? What's going to sit second, third? And I just don't think there's that many horses in this race on paper that have the capability of wanting to do that. She hasn't been going as fast in her races this preparation, and that's probably because she isn't capable of going those lightning speeds and still sustaining it as an 8-year-old mare. I still think she's going to get away with murder here, and I've backed her futures markets at $8. If she gets back to her figure 2 back when she beat Treasure of the Moment, that was an outstanding weight for age figure there at the Valley. Put nearly 2 lengths on a horse who then ran 3rd in a Cox Plate. If she can get back to that, which she can if she cops no pressure, then she's a bet. But Fangirl I've also taken $4 for. So I'm with the class. Fangirl, look, Pride of Jenny is often her Achilles heel when she comes into races like this. But as I mentioned, Pride of Jenny hasn't been going as fast in her recent races. And if someone told you you'd be getting $4 for Fangirl in an Empire Rose after she beat Lindemann at Randwick, you'd take that every day of the week. You probably thought she's a $2.80 chance in a race like this. I can't get on board with people backing like a Lucy in this. Like, Fangirl has always been the better stable mate, and I think she will continue to be on Saturday. Nico?
Yeah, I agree. I'm happy to be with Fangirl. I agree that Jenny sort of hasn't been her best friend in races, but yeah, I don't think Jenny's probably going at her best when you break the form down a hell of a lot. Fangirl beat her home last start, albeit Jenny was carved up and was all out of tickets, and she's going to get a completely different setup here. But yeah,
Fangirl. Can I just butt in 1 second? She didn't drop out like she has done in races gone by, though, prior to Jenny. She only got beat 3. It's not like she got beat 8.
Yeah. Still, I think, and she's going to get every possible to win here, and I can completely understand why people can be with her and make a bold case, and I've saved on her because I think there's genuinely 2 chances in this race. But yeah, I don't know. I've just got a feeling that Fangirl's sort of trained to the minute. I think she's set to peak. She's going to get her right conditions, and yeah, if K-Mac gives her a good steer, I think she can run over the top. She's proven that she's a little bit better when she takes that step back in grade and races against the girls, and that's what she's going to do here. So, yeah, I'm more than happy to be on her.
Perfect. So, Bot, Nico and I are both with the class runners, number 1 and 2. How are you seeing this race?
Well, anyone with half an idea will tell you that Fangirl is better in races that are slowly run. Like, she doesn't appreciate being taken out of her comfort zone early. And obviously Pride of Jenny does that to her. But then the problem is you have to price the race, and at what point does she become a bet? Like, you know, you look through her ratings profile, the ratings that the market is expecting her to run. And then you look at that and you look at the horses she got to beat. And it's just like, well, if you $4.20, at what point do you just fucking pile in because she's Fangirl and she's, yeah, I mean, but then also at the same time, the back of my mind is like, well, she's probably not going to run to that rating because Pride of Jenny's in the race and she's going to be taken out of her comfort zone. But it's just like,
rating of 100 will win this.
I don't know about that. I think it's probably like 101, 102.
Oh, 101. Yeah. Half a length better.
Length, maybe it's like 3/4 of a length. Anyway, yeah, I think On Display looks a little bit big to me. Too far back, I think she'll appreciate a high pressure mile. Idle Fly was huge last time, wired the trip in the angst and bled at the start before that. She ran faster time than what the King Charles did on the same day, but quite significantly.
So and that was a fast lead speed as well, Perfumist.
Yeah, yeah. So the time scars will love Idle Flyer. I might not even have a bet in the race, but it's hard to price Fangirl, you know, like at $4. Mm. Like, because, you know, what number do you have her running if you... She's $4.20 and she's Fangirl. Like, she's... Like, Wait for Age Group 1 races. She started deep odds on before, and we've seen she's not that far off that form. Like 2 starts ago, I mean, she beat Lindemann, who's like subsequently started like $1.40.
That form looks right, just quietly.
Yeah, like it's not like she's fallen off a cliff or anything. I don't know. I think maybe a little bit too much is being put into what Pride of Jenny does and how she runs her races and how that affects Fangirl. But at the end of the day, it comes down to price and you know, at what point is she a bet?
Probably you can't mark it longer than like $3.50.
Well, you can, but if you're looking at any of the ratings she's ever run, it's hard to price it $4. I mean, I completely understand why you'd be against her, but at the same time, I could completely understand why you mark her $2.50 and have a massive fucking bet.
Yeah. Well, I'm in seat. The latter camp there, but yeah, they'll probably be a similar results for me. Pride of Jenny and Fangirl, I think we'll look back on this race and think, well, one of the two class horses won. What were we doing?
I'd be surprised if Pride of Jenny won. I think she's
What? She's gone, is she?
I don't know.
She got no pressure 2 starts ago. Every time we say she's gone.
I don't know. I know.
She gets no pressure like in a race.
A million times.
You know the thing when everyone says Prigeni's gone? That's what the jockeys think as well, and they just let her go.
Well, the problem, like, if they let her go, like, what you have to do is you have to be on her because she goes so quickly that you're also going so quick, and then if you give her like four or five lengths, like, it's impossible to ask your horse to bridge that gap because you know you're running on fast tracks. It's just
you'll know your fate.
You have to stay with her. Like, if she's like 5 in front and Declan's got a good time of it, and he hasn't overdone it, she's going to be hard to beat. But
yeah, if she's only 2 in front at the 400, she will not win.
No,
it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. All right, the last race is the Group 3 1100 meter sprint. This is for the girls. I remember who won this race? Asfura won this race a couple of years ago. She beat a very unlucky Godolphin runner, that William
Zapateo.
Zapateo.
Probably should have owned it. Probably should have owned it. You were spewing it.
I had a saver on Asfura as favorite, but Zapateo, I just like had an incredibly good bet on at like $8 or $9, and it was sickening. Generosity $4.60, Arabian Summer $5.50, She's Bulletproof $6.50, Soft Love $7.50, Stretton Angel $12, New York Luster also $12. Any bets?
I mean, there's that many races across the Flemington Carnival. I don't think we need to. It's a tricky race to win the day, and I think I'll be not watching. I'll be watching, but I'm not going to be.
I reckon there's a fair chance. People have been asking for Quaddy. First leg, Tentris, Bayvacht, Beedman. Second leg, Derby, Observer, Providence. Third leg, Fangirl, Prodigy, maybe Idle Flyer, maybe on display. Mm. And then this race, just dead set. Put like
the field.
Put 80% of them in there. Maybe just put the field. That's the way I see this. That will likely be what I do with my quaddie on Saturday. All right, that's Flemington done and dusted. Let's go over to Royal Vanvik. Where they've currently got a soft track. I don't know if they've had any rain or if that's just because they've watered the shit out of it because of the warm weather. But the Russell Boulding, race 7, 1,300 metres, set weights and penalties. Jimmy Starr is our $2.80 favourite from Briasa, $6.50, Lady Shenandoah, $6.50, War Machine, $8.50, Private Eye, $11, and Strauss, the Japanese runner, $21, and Rothfire. Better give the old boy a mention. He won the Sydney Stakes. He's $23. I think the interesting thing with this this race, Nico, is that after the emergencies come out, if that's the way it goes, Jimmy Starr has drawn barrier 2. That's some negative.
Well, slightly, but he's just going to have the same tactical speed that he had last start and he'll be fine.
Yeah. He didn't begin that well on the Everest. Like, he begins okay, but Ethan did give him a shove out to get up alongside Kai Ying Rising and give him a little bit of...
If he can settle in that position that he settled in last start more often, he will win a lot more races than what
he has. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Is he backable for you right now?
Oh, 100%. I think he's a great bet. Yep. I can understand why people are with Briasa, but I don't know. I've got funny feelings about Briasa. I'm happy to be with Jimmy. I think he's the best horse in this race. Lady Shen's had a bit of a mixed preparation and she's looking for further now. It's just been a bit of a unsuccessful mission that they've been on. I hope we see her over 14, 15, 1600 next preparation because I don't think she's a sprinter.
She should be in the Golden Eagle, let's be honest.
Yeah. And maybe she would be if Autumn Glow wasn't there. But yeah, I'm happy to be with Jimmy. I think he's hard enough to beat as long as he's not back and buried. Yeah, I think he's a good bet.
What is Strauss doing here?
Coming for a holiday.
What is it like? What's the point of it? Is it aimed at the Russell Boulding, or is it what is it aimed at?
Well, it's a $3 million race.
It's come here and it's been aimed at this race.
You're fucking kidding! This is a $3 million race.
Yeah,
I didn't think you could run in this race if you haven't run in the sprint.
Is it a series? Is it a group race? What?
No, it's no conditions race.
God.
Okay. Doesn't have group status yet. It probably will get it eventually, but I'm with Jimmy Starr as well. I've taken $3. If he runs up to his Everest form, then he'll win this race. He was fantastic there. Ran third, behind Kaiying Rising Attempted. He covered a fair bit of ground there. I know they didn't go that fast for Everest sort of tempo, but he was still great. He's peaking third up. If this was 1400 meters, then he'd probably be a little bit shorter, because I do think that's his best distance. But at the same time, if it was 1400 meters, that probably brings War Machine, Lady Shenandoah, and maybe some others into play.
War Machine
as well
can definitely bounce back. That wasn't the best of him that we saw in the Everest. He's better than that.
Yeah, I agree with that. But the rating he performed when winning the Gilguy, that was clearly a new peak.
Mm. You reckon he might be one of those that's peaked first up, and then he's.
He was in the fast lane.
Yeah, he was in the fast lane. I don't know if he's quite on these other horses' level just yet. Mm. We wanted him to be based off that, but then he came off his form a little bit. Lady Shenandoah is the second pick for me, and I've had a saver on her at $7. That just looks overs based on the ratings that she's ran and the fact that she did clip heels in the Everest. She was only fair late, but she's going to come into barrier 11 or 12 after these emergencies come out. McDonald on. I just think $7 just looked overs. So far, I'm Jimmy Star big bet and Lady Shenandoah little bet.
Isn't the ratio between Briasa and Jimmy Star looks a little bit big, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's the other key chance.
What Briasa is going to show up? The one that we saw two starts ago or the one we saw last start?
We just got too far back in the Everest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you going to have positive Briasa or are you going to have negative Briasa?
Well, they went back because of the barrier.
His final 200 metres was still a little bit weak, even though they went back, but I think they just needed to get him.
He could have gone forward and he would have got a spot.
They need to go forward here. If he's any chance to beat Jimmy Star, he needs to be two lengths in front of him in the run, or else Jimmy will just dead set gobble him up.
Well, the rating he ran two back is better than anything Jimmy Star's ever done.
Yeah, well, Jimmy was right on his heels there, and he got a long way back.
Doesn't really have a change up speed. Like, he doesn't have a turn to foot. He's just like a
man. I promise you, Briasa has a change up speed.
Well, he has a change up speed, but I don't think he's got like a sit sprint bomb turn of foot like the others have got. He's got to be ahead of him and hope that he's got a gap on him, sort of thing.
He's a Group One sprinter. He's got a turn of foot, mate.
Yeah, he's not a Group One sprinter when they neck him out the back, mate. Wouldn't win at horse.
That's the same about Jimmy Star.
I don't think anything has as good a turn of foot as Jimmy in this race, that's for sure. I don't think anything has as good a turn of foot as Autumn Glow in the Golden Eagle, and that's race 8, 1,500 metres, four-year-old restricted race only. Open $2.30 on Tuesday.
She's been hammered. She's back in the red now.
She's back into $2 top price. $1.95 with some. I know Kingsley's got her rated $1.50, $1.40.
That's so hot.
So that's great. She is my second maximum bet on Saturday. I've taken $2.50 all in. Linebacker is $6. Panja Tower, the Japanese horse, $7.50. Evaporate, $11. Oh, he only just got nosed out in the Turak. Down the page to Perfumus, $17. That's the Idle Flyer form, has been supported. And Sepples, after starting $2.50 favorite in the Turak, you can now get $21 for in the Golden Eagle. It's a big
expected
price.
Rating
there back.
Sepples is fucking huge. What was doing there?
Yeah, it was way too short. Way too short.
He's going to go one or two ways out of that race, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't mark him any shorter than maybe $15, $16. But
I think we're looking at arguably, well, this at the end of next campaign, she'll be the best horse in Australia. If not the second best horse, she'll be the best female. She might be second best horse in Australia behind Sir Delius, but she's a freak, Autumn Glow. Absolute freak. And I think in years gone past in this race, the internationals have come here and they've been simply better than an average lot of us, but they've got to come up against a superstar here. And I think she'll toy with them. I think even money's a gift. I'm more than happy to dive in. The only danger is if something goes awry and this Japanese horse jumps out of the ground. But, yeah, he'd want to be really fucking good to get near her because she's a superstar.
Yeah. I agree. I struggle to see her getting beaten here, which probably isn't that big a statement. She's won 7 in a row. Chris Waller has clearly, purposely kept his big guns away from her. They are Angel Capital, who would have started second favourite in this race.
Yeah, but she would have toyed with him too.
Oh, I don't know if she would have toyed with him. He's a very good horse. She would have been a longer price than Even Money if he was in this race. So I'm telling you, he would have been $4.
Can we get him back in the race?
And she would have been $260, $270. Oh, and if Lady Shenandoah was in this race, then you're looking all of a sudden you're looking at $290.
Yeah, well, for that would have been the best $2.90 bet you've ever seen in your life.
But Chris Waller has said no, none of you are going to race her because he probably thinks she's just going to go and piss up. And there's probably a part of him that wants to keep this unbeaten record going. Let's be honest. And I think they will. Barrier 9 is perfect. J-Mac has decided, I'm not going to ride at Flemington on Derby Day. I'm going to go to Sydney just to ride this horse. It's a big push in itself.
$10 million, I did the same thing.
Well, yes and no. He didn't really have a sprinter to ride in the Coolmore or a stayer to ride in the Derby. But
he would have rode Providence. He would have rode Providence.
Yeah, well, he can't win. So,
if it was up to J-Mac two starts back, he would have been riding Autumn Glow, or her last start in the Epsom, and Via Sestina's two starts back in the Turnbull. He wanted to get off Via to ride Autumn Glow. Chris said no. He now gets his wish on Saturday. I think he'll perfect this ride. I think from barrier 9, she'll come across, she might be 1-1, she might be 2 back, 1 off, but I just think the map works out too well for her. She's got all of her recent ratings just good enough to win this. She hasn't really put a field away by 5 lengths, but every time she's been challenged, you're right, she doesn't need to. Every time she's had a horse come up beside her, she's fended them off. She's been way too good. She put 2 lengths on Pericles in that Epsom. Pericles was then only beaten 2 lengths in the King Charles. That form is, it might not be as strong a race as this, but I still think that form is rock solid. So Autumn Glow, I'd be surprised if she got beaten on Saturday, and the fact you still get black odds, it's a good bet. Linebacker, he was fantastic last time. He still needs to come up to her level. And Panja Tower, the Japanese horse, we have seen some Dan-O figures floating around. He sort of peaks around the 103 to 103.5 range. That's just below Autumn Glow, but I don't know if he's going to run to his absolute top in a new country under new circumstances and probably less race pace.
I agree.
Bot, any other thoughts?
I hope she wins by a couple of lengths and she puts a proper number down. I don't really care about the race otherwise. I just hope she shits in for a bit of narrative.
Yep. Maybe you could have the multi-bot observer into Autumn Glow.
The mug multi.
Sure.
All right. Let's just quickly look at Ascot Nikko. Race 6 at Ascot is the Prince of Wales, 1,000 metres Group 3. Joker's Grin, $1.65. Repossession, $3.50. Oscar's Fortune, $7.50. Snowdome, $9.50. Joker's Grin, he won the Quokka. He's their best sprinter in WA right now. He beat Overpass in that race. He's been trialing like an absolute rocket. And then you've got probably what is the only danger off recent form and Repossession, who I thought his recent trial wasn't that great, and he's got the front pads on for the first time. In a small field, Joker's Grin should just get back beyond midfield and round them up here. He is the third of my maximum bets on Saturday, and I've taken $1.75. He's very exciting.
1,000 metres is a bit short for it, isn't it?
Mm.
It's short of his best.
He should still win, though.
But his tracking, his distance form is 6 starts, 6 wins. Mm. So how could you question it?
Oscar Fortune's back in WA. Mm.
Yes.
That's funny. Gav sent him off.
Does that say something about how he's going?
He's a lost cause. Yeah, Joker's a win. I agree with you. I'll just take the double into the next horse that we're about to talk about.
Which is race 9, the Asian Bow. Group 3, 1,400 metres. Cosmic Crusader comes back from the mile back to 1,400 metres. The key to this horse, he's just clearly gone to a new level, this preparation, but he's led his last few starts. After settling well behind.
Number.
Bots to settle. Yeah,
this is your Railway Stakes favourite bot.
Right.
Bob Peters. He's by Morris, the Japanese weapon stallion. And ever since he's been going forward in his races, he's just gone to new levels. He started at $1.24 last time, beat Sensational by 8.5, smashed Shmoove Mover the start prior to that. He's going to come across from barrier 11, go straight to the front, and they're probably not going to see which way he goes again, Nico.
Yeah, I completely agree. He'll just win for fun. I think everybody's
going to beat that thing.
They don't.
Maybe back to 14.
Yeah, that's the only hiccup.
September Bourne will run a nice race. He'll run a place. But yeah, there's some good horses in this race, and they'll be made to look like not good horses.
Will she even run on the backup, September Bourne? She probably Maybe. Will.
Bonjoy's a nice horse, being good to us. She'll win a couple of races at some point in the preparation, but yeah, looks pretty obvious, Cosmic Crusader.
Yeah, I completely agree. Just has to come across and find the top from 11, and if he does, it's lights, camera, action.
I agree.
All right, any other bets? Friday, Sunday? No. What country cup do we have this weekend, Bot? Anything?
I haven't even looked.
Come on, mate. What are we paying?
I haven't even looked. I've been that busy. It's not funny. Saturday's all that matters.
Witchy Proof, Traralgon, Mortlake.
I'll have a bet there, I'm sure.
Mornington on Sunday.
Mortlake Cup.
What's in the Mortlake Cup?
Witchy Proof Cup. We've got
Regal Lion.
Yeah, Regal Lion. Schultzy. Horse won a good race at the Valley one day.
Yeah, Schultzy.
Anyway. Is it Trogon Cup Day? No.
Oh, yes, it is. Is it? Anyway, we'll have tips for that eventually. No, it's Trogon Cup. It says 30th of November. No, we won't, but you will have something there. I'm sure you'll find something.
I'll give it a crack.
All right, podcast multi-time. I let us down last week. All I needed was Antino to run a place.
Yeah, I've been absolutely ripped into about my podcast, and I've gone 2 for 2. I've thrived under pressure.
Yeah,
too good offer things.
Antino didn't go a yard. What were our other two legs? Observer and
Lindemann.
So that just should have won. It just should have been a winning podcast.
Let's just not talk about it. I'm still
fucking hell.
How shit did Antino go?
Oh,
and now everyone's going to think he's a fraud.
He hasn't gone that bad in like 6-7 runs.
Was there an issue? Did anyone say the story?
No, Tony Gollum couldn't find anything. The vets couldn't find anything, but Chinny reckons something was wrong. They were getting to get scintigraphy or something.
He was probably so far off the second last horse that he forgot he was in a race. He probably thought he was in a trial.
Anyway.
Who wants to go first?
The Big O.
Observer.
The Big O. You've already labelled him the Big O.
Yeah.
That's very presumptuous, because Godolphin horses that have got capital letters have been superstars. Avilius, Animo. Do you reckon Matty Hill's going to say this time for the Big O in his call?
He bloody well should.
This time for the Big O. The Big O. Oscar McInerney. Premiership winning player.
If he wins, are you going to get a poster on your wall?
Could do. He's already in my Twitter profile.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, though. You're the fakest Allegron fan ever.
Mate.
So, that's $2.15.
You don't put posters on your wall, as Jules said.
Yeah, well, I do. I've got a couple I'm looking at right now. Winx, Farlap.
Me.
I'm about to put Golden 60 up.
I'm the biggest photo on Benny's wall.
All right, Nico, come on, mate. What's your best bet?
Let's go with
King Zephyr.
Autumn Glow.
Autumn Glow. That's probably who I would have gone. $2.
You've got 55 max bets, so just pick one of them.
Well, there's Get a Good Feeling. And there's Joker's Grin. I think I'm going to go Joker's Grin.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Late in the day. Yeah, well, it's more I've got more confidence about him winning in a seven horse field against, let's be honest, a couple of cripples compared to Get a Good Feeling, who still has to run the 2000 for the first time up against some nice horses. It's Joker's Grin. I'm not even going to question it. Joker's Grin is the best sprinter in WA and he will win on Saturday. Simple as that. He's 6 out of 6 at 1,000 metres. He's 3 out of 3 track and trip at Ascot.
He's an absolute weapon. And you can watch it at the back of Ascot Vale Hotel.
Oh, I'm not going to Ascot Vale again this week. Stuff that. Too many people.
Carvery carves it up. Oh, my goodness.
It's a field of 7, Carvery. You can't fucking stuff this up.
Three fence drawn.
Barrier 6 of 7. Come on.
Funny things have happened.
Come on. Have a bit of faith.
3-1. No, come on.
Have a bit of faith. All right, let's go to the Twitter questions. Firstly, Ryan Patton, what type of conditioner and perm rods does Bot use? Asking for my nan.
Natural, mate.
There's nothing natural about that.
I like that question. Aaron Burden, any chance of sacking both Allegron from the intro and Bot from speaking?
Whack. Fucking hell. That's harsh.
That's good gear.
That's just your fan mail, mate.
Maybe I should just never do the podcast again.
Tough love. No, we need you.
If the big O turns it up.
Lucas Greenwood, how many house deposits did you have to cancel after Sir Delius got pulled out of the Melbourne Cup?
No, let's not talk about it.
One. Just the one.
Jules said we're not allowed to go to the island with him now.
Yeah.
Half yours did his jobs. Grace Forbes didn't do it.
Which island are you talking about, mate?
Remember when we had Jules on?
The Epstein one? Or
the Epstein one.
No, it's the one where they play Squid Games.
Anyway, it's gonna be criminal on Tuesday.
Robert, yes, will the Cox Plate next year
one shot's gonna win it?
Be over 2040 or 2000? I believe it'll be over the 2040 traditional distance, even though it's at Flemington. Yeah, you just have to move the barriers back 40 meters. Mr. Brightside, since no one is we got bloody Mr. Brightside asking us questions. He should be preparing for Champions Day. Since no one is asking the good questions in here, I'll step up to the plate. All right, Mr. B. How do they come up with all these names for horses? ChatGPT, and when are we going to run out of names? Now, people have this as their actual job, don't they?
The big ones do, yeah.
People in like the breeding game. I don't know. If you own a horse and you breed a horse, you're allowed to name it whatever you want as long as it gets the tick of approval. But
it goes out to owners and stuff.
Yeah, they base it off the sire, they base it off the mare, and they try and come up with something creative that sounds good. That's all there is to it.
Mm.
Racing Nuff, where did you take your 25 metres of running rail from the Valley, Benny? Did you get it home safe? I didn't take any running rail. I was surprised that that's what everyone wanted.
Mm.
You know what I would have gone straight for? I would have gone straight for the jockey statues out the back.
Someone tried to take the horse.
Yeah, the Winx horse.
The Winx horse. And apparently it lost an ear.
Yeah, made up of Winx cans.
Apparently people were taking the letters and stuff off the wall, like the Winx. Yeah. And
I saw someone taking a photo with Winx, the actual statue out the front. It'd be pretty hard to get her out of there.
I saw the boys trying to take it out. Unbelievable stuff. All the security guards, there was people out the front that had running ground, and there were security guards that were stopping people with running ground.
Well, just to tell everyone, the front part of the valley isn't actually changing. That's the first part of the redevelopment, that like where the Winx statue is and where that bar is. So you're not allowed to take anything from there. Briano's, top 4 picks of the Melbourne Cup and why? Gee, we don't even have a final field yet.
Half yours. I'm surprised he's still the odds is. I reckon he'll start close to $5, especially with this rain.
Can Buckaroo go on the wet?
Buckaroo can't go past.
No, I think Buckaroo's a big chance in the cup. Our man Bot's gone one year
early with Valiant King.
Oh, if Valiant King wins after...
No, 401 this year old son.
I'm the Caulfield Cup plus deposits. Buckaroo. So my top 4 would be half yours, Buckaroo, Presage Nocturne, and Valiant King.
Imagine Christa Valiant King wins. I'll never.
Well, he could win.
You better back him,
Bob. He's airborne. Chris Acosta.
I have a mental health.
Which jockey slash horse combo makes you feel like this? You can look on my screen. He's like happy and then he's disappointed. It's a gif.
J-Mac and Waller on grand final day.
No, no, no. This should be like a disappointed one, I think. Oh.
Hannah Edgley on Regal Award.
I've got a good one.
Probably
Linda Meech on any horse that isn't going to settle in front.
I'm going to do this one for our man Jay Shem. Tyler Schiller on a Hawks horse.
Oh, straight back to last. Snicked. T-Man, if you're keen on something in the Wakeful, is back in the double Wakeful Oaks with Ladbrokes a smart way to play it? Yes, I have taken about $5 for get a good feeling to win both, but it's too short to do it with her now. So if you like something else, then I would do that, yes. T-Man, thoughts on the mugs giving Oz Bloodstock credit for being a syndicator and getting multiple in the cup when they're probably the only ones spending millions trying to do so? Well, I mean, Oz Bloodstock.
Good riddance to them. They got to pass the scans.
Yeah. Oz Bloodstock do a good job. They spend heaps of money. They've got heaps of people that are willing to pay heaps of money.
What about poor Sir Owen Glenn, who spent $3 million and had a certainty?
Poor Sir Owen Glenn.
Yeah, well.
If you've got a Sir in front of your name, we probably shouldn't feel sorry
for you. I'm sure
Sir Owen Glenn's doing
alright,
mate.
What about poor Sir Nick McWhorter and Sir Ben Caluzzi that are not going to be Sirs now because we didn't get to the grand final?
Because of poor Sir Delius. T-Man, did Buckaroo running in the cup ever trade longer than $1.01 with the owners it's got? It's probably not a bad shout.
Yeah, it was always.
Ozzy was probably always sending it there and Waller was just having us on. For fuck's sake. We probably could have got $15 Buckaroo in a Melbourne Cup, maybe longer.
No, well, it won't matter. It won't win anyway.
Rage Nut, Cordy numbers, please. We've already gone through that. We've gone short, and then field in the last. Bot Punting. Bot, what are you dressing up for as Halloween? Probably just himself.
Bot Punting?
Boom Punting.
Oh, right. I thought someone made a count of me.
He's probably just wearing his that cardigan he wears to the races.
Cardigan?
Not cardigan, the jacket.
Sure. The one that someone hated that time.
Yeah.
It's just a normal jacket.
JB Buckaroo. How did me and Bot get Observer beat at Sandown, and would Waller ever consider taking his stars over to Ascot next year, Autumn Glow?
No, she won't go to Ascot.
Bot, how did you get Observer beat at Sandown and even at Flemington?
I don't know. It's a tricky game.
Yep. Nico Fanpage, Nick McWalter, what price would Prince of Penzance be in this Melbourne Cup?
Who cares?
Do we know he's won the Melbourne Cup already or not? It's probably a key question. I'll go the safe option and say 100-1, which is what he started in that race. Nico, would you say that you're a bigger racing personality than Blogsy now?
Probably equal.
All right, couple on Twitter. Tom Kennedy, is there going to be a Cup podcast? Probably not.
Not now.
No, Nico and I go and call the card, so we can rule that out. Hamish Rob, what websites do you boys use to find last start ratings, among other things? So Bot and I use FormKing. Nico uses his brain. There you go. Whack. Jordan Telfer, G asked this on SEN, but if you had to pick a Godolphin horse, which one are you boys taking? No stud.
If you could just pick any Godolphin 3-year-old right now.
Any Godolphin horse in general.
Well, Animo.
In work, I'm guessing.
I'd just bring him back. No,
I'd pick Tempted.
Yeah, Tempted.
Patrick Bot, favourite Godolphin horse in work right now?
Observer. That's just no
good. Observer. That was a fucking dumb question, Ben. Anthony Roy, what piece of the valley did you get? None, but I've got many from over the years.
My presence.
Yeah. Let's move on from that. Anthony Rowe, is Observer running a strong 2,500 metres of query?
A little bit. They've all got the query.
They're not going to go strong anyway.
None of them ever run that far.
It's the first sign of weakness that Bot has shown about Observer. Damon Winley, is it bad I'm confident in a two-leg mug multi, then Kai Ying, Glow, and Observer to feed the family?
As long as you don't have to have a vet scan, you'll be right.
Dane Winley, is Bot more of a Tinkerbell or slutty cop Valerie? Is Bot more of a Tinkerbell or slutty cop for Halloween?
Definitely a slutty cop.
Why does everyone want to know what Bot's wearing for Halloween?
There's a lot of Bot questions here.
The bloke doesn't get invited to Halloween parties, let me tell you. Keeps doing three of them. Who will trumpet more, Stu after Kai Ying Wan or Bot if Observer wins at the Derby?
I don't think it's possible to go on.
Yeah, Bot, I want you to log on to Twitter as soon as Observer crosses the line and just say, how's that, everyone? You were all wrong. tag people in it and just make sure they feel the
Yeah, there's that wrath. I think it was that glue stick guy that that ripped me after.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, tag glue stick.
It was like, oh, it was so obvious that he got beat because it was five lengths fast lane at Sandown that day. Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Make sure you post a tweet and tag glue stick who's got 20 followers. Coops Irwin, will review pods ever return, even if it's just Bot by himself, like the 2024 Caulfield Cup review? I think I've killed review pods. We talk about the review in the preview a little bit, but they just don't, they get like half as many listeners. So if you want review pods back, then we need to have 1,000 listeners for them. And that's just not happening. Coops Irwin, when Autumn Glow pisses in on Saturday, where will she rank?
Probably no different to where she already is.
What, is she the second best horse in Australia? Is Via the best?
I'd say she's probably equal second right now.
Yeah,
the sprinters are probably top dog, and Sergilius and her are there.
Oh, yeah, Sergilius is the other one. And last one, Ryan Deeth. Ben, what do you think of Taylor Swift's new album? Well, I am not a Swiftie, so don't really care. But Liv could definitely answer that question because she is a Swiftie. So there we go. Right, an hour and 20. There we go. Podcast over. Thank you, boys. Good luck this weekend.
No worries. Go well. Happy Big
Cheers,
O
punters.
Day.
Happy Big O Day. Make sure you wear black and white Derby Day this week. Don't be wearing blue, light blue.
Blue
beige,
for Observer.
Whatever. No. Hang your heads in shame. Black, white, or a little bit of grey. It's Derby Day.
You know I'm impatient. So why would you leave me waiting outside the station? When it was like -4 degrees and I get what you say. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like one single lie? Listen to me. I took your nice words with advice about I think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be? Cause I'm too messy and I'm too fucking clean. You told me get a job and you ask where the hell I've been. Out getting stoned before a clock, and then you come home to me and don't say I-